Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thank you so much for listening. Today, what President Trump calls fake memos, and why Facebook is under fire again. Plus, glow-in-the-dark cancer cells, 3D-printed houses, and the dating apps taking it to court. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Monday, March 19th. You ready? Let's do this. So several things happened over the weekend in connection to the FBI and the Russia investigation. So a quick breakdown. First, on Friday night, President Trump again said, "You're fired," this time to the FBI's deputy director, Andrew McCabe. And it was literally 2 days before McCabe was going to retire with a full pension. President Trump tweeted that there were lies at the FBI and McCabe knew about it. But the Washington Post reports the firing happened after McCabe said that he's been keeping notes about his conversations with the president. Remember, this is the guy who worked with the FBI director that Trump also fired a while back, James Comey. President Trump is not a fan of either of them, and over the weekend, he suggested that all the notes both of them allegedly kept should be called, quote, fake memos. Trump tweeted that he never saw them take notes, and they're just trying to help their own agendas. The president also went after the Russia investigation itself this weekend, asking why there were so many Democrats as investigators, some who specifically supported Clinton in the election. But others said, wait a minute, the guy running the investigation, Special Counsel Robert Mueller, is a known Republican. And one more thing, Trump's personal lawyer called on the investigation to end. So this whole thing has some top lawmakers from both parties saying, let's not force this investigation to end. And they actually encouraged the president to just let it be. There are some new questions about a company tied to the Trump campaign that may have gotten a hold of private information for more than 50 million users on Facebook. The New York Times and the Observer of London did an investigation about it, and now Facebook is saying, not cool, and kicked the company off the site. Facebook says the data firm, called Cambridge Analytica, first said a professor was just gathering info for academic research. But then, apparently, the company kept that user information for years and lied about it. And the Times says some of the investors and advisors for the company worked on the Trump campaign, which, by the way, says they never used that data. But this is not over. CNN says lawmakers in both the U.S. and U.K. are getting involved now, wondering if Facebook should have done more to stop this. The attorney general in Massachusetts says her office is even opening an investigation. Stay tuned. It was expected, but now it's official. Russian President Vladimir Putin will lead Russia for another 6 years. He won the election there this weekend by a lot. But some say it's not really a win, that there's too much corruption. The BBC reports election monitoring groups said there were things like voting papers in ballot boxes before the polls even opened, and webcams at the polling stations that were often blocked. There are even videos that appear to show officials stuffing ballot boxes. But the Russian government says no major problems were reported. Oh, and Putin's main opponent was banned from the election for alleged embezzlement. The opponent said the Russian government made it up and is corrupt. A few updates now about that bridge collapse in Miami from last week. It killed 6 people. Time reports an engineer even left a voicemail before the collapse that there were cracks on an end of the bridge, but no one heard that until later. That said, the engineer didn't think the cracks would compromise the bridge, so it's still not clear if they did. Also, officials said workers were doing a stress test on the bridge when it collapsed. And experts told Time magazine, it is possible that if they tightened the steel cables too much, the bridge would buckle. The actual cause, though, is still not clear, or at least it hasn't been released yet. And another quick update, this one from Austin, Texas. There was another explosion. That makes 4 in just 3 weeks. Remember, there were a few packages that have already exploded on people's front porches, and police think they're all connected. The AP says 2 more people were hurt in another one last night, but those people should live. Police have not said yet if this 4th one is actually connected, but more details are expected to come out today. And police are still warning people in Austin to stay away from any unexpected packages that show up at their front doors. All right, other things people may be talking about today. New research could lead to cancer cells that glow in the dark. Yes, CBS News reports doctors are experimenting with fluorescent dyes that will only attach to cancer cells in the body. Why would they do this? Well, it can be tough for doctors to make sure they got all the cancer out during surgery. Apparently, the good and bad tissue can sometimes look the same. The glow-in-the-dark dye, though, would only attach to the bad stuff. It's not mainstream at this point, but it is on its way. The process is in late-stage studies, and the company Johnson & Johnson already invested millions. You've probably heard about 3D printing, but what about a 3D printed house? Well, it's real. The Verge reports a startup called Icon came up with a way to use a 3D printer to build a single-story cement house. It would only be about 650 square feet. But get this, it would only take 12 to 24 hours to build it, or should I say, print it. So, of course, this doesn't actually look like a computer printer or something like that. It's machinery that gets programmed to pump out concrete in a certain way. The best part? If all goes according to plan, the company will 3D print homes for a community in El Salvador. And who knows how many more people will get that housing in the future. Experts have said this could even be used to house people after a natural disaster because you can build them so quickly. The company that owns both Tinder and Match.com is suing its competitor Bumble, another popular dating app. Recode reports the lawsuit is for patent infringement. In other words, the Match people say Bumble copied them illegally and stole secrets. Tinder claims that Bumble stole its swipe to connect feature that it has a design patent for. By the way, Bumble was started by one of Tinder's co-founders. At last check, Bumble has not responded to these allegations. And all of that said, Recode reports it's not really unusual for tech companies to sue each other. BlackBerry apparently just sued Facebook last week. It could take a while before we know how all of this turns out. Black Panther did it again. For the fifth weekend in a row now, the superhero movie took the number one spot at the box office. And the AP reports Black Panther is the first movie to do that, to get number one 5 weekends in a row, since the movie Avatar nearly 2 decades ago. If you bought a Powerball ticket in Pennsylvania, you'll want to check the numbers, because a ticket sold there won, big time. It's worth $456.7 million, the eighth largest jackpot in the game's history. CNN says three other tickets sold in California, Missouri, and Texas matched all the numbers except the Powerball. But remember, your chances of winning the jackpot are very low. One in 292 million. Sorry. And that's it for today. You are all caught up. Thank you so much again for listening. And if we haven't connected yet on Instagram, I would love to get to know you more. Find me at Erica Mandy News and be sure to comment and say hello. And I have to give a shout out to the person who left the latest iTunes review. It says, I've been looking for a morning news brief to get updated on the current news in a short period of time while I am waking up and getting ready for work. This news is perfect. It's a good variety of politics, current news, weather, and fun news. I am so glad to hear that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate those reviews on Apple Podcasts and iTunes. As always, if you want to read more about any of the stories in today's episode, you can always do that. Just head on over to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning Eastern Time. So we will chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.